you know? Funding war has got to go. We're one people, don't you know?
On Saturday, March 5th, a coalition of activist groups led by Greater Boston Code Pink, Military Families Speak Out, and Veterans for Peace gathered at the Massachusetts State House in Boston to commemorate International Women's Day and to bring an end to funding foreign wars. Under the slogan, "Bring Our War Dollars Home," this crowd of mostly women rallied at the Beacon Hill location, then marched through the Boston Common to the Public Gardens, where they displayed a large banner calling for the funding of human needs across the footbridge in that park. Lisa Savage is with Code Pink Maine. She was one of the organizers of this event.
From Afghanistan to Egypt to Wisconsin and Massachusetts, let's bring our war dollars home! Bombing Afghanistan, occupying Iraq, and maintaining 1,000 military bases around the globe cost billions a week. And aid to dictators like Mubarak and rogue states like Israel cost U.S. taxpayers billions a year. Meanwhile, domestic programs like heating assistance for low-income families and public workers like firefighters and teachers see their budgets slashed. People everywhere are rising up to demand money for jobs, housing, and education, not for wars and occupation. When public employers try to scapegoat public employees and make them pay the cost of the fiscal crisis with their wages, benefits, and pensions, we need to make some basic points. Public workers and workers generally did not create this crisis. Their wages and benefits are not what caused the deficit. The crisis is a product of greed and fraud on Wall Street. In the elite investor class whose irresponsible speculation drove the economy into the toilet and produced recession that has drastically cut into our tax revenues. The crisis was created by a tax policy that's given one tax break after another to the wealthiest Americans and to big corporations, many of which use those funds to ship jobs to other countries, and some of which pay no taxes at all, like Boeing, Citigroup, Bank of America, GE, and ExxonMobil. Let's take back our country from the 21st century robber barons, Wall Street speculators, corporate schemers. It's time to bring our war dollars home and move the money from the Pentagon to the people, from militarism and war to meeting our needs here at home.
Lisa Savage. Sarah Roach Mahadi is with Greater Boston Code Pink.
So let's remember that the very first International Women's Day was celebrated here in the USA. That bread and roses, the expression, comes from a strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts, our state. That these women, the strike went on from January to March in 1912. The workers won pay increases, time and a quarter for overtime, promise of no discrimination against strikers. This part of it may be legend, but these women textile workers are credited with inventing the moving picket line. That's a pretty damn good invention. Yes. So, and let's remember every single woman and the men here who are righteous men with us. Whatever your occupation, whoever you are, we're all in this together. Solidarity.
Another Sarah, Furo, is on the board of Military Families Speak Out. She talked of the need for women to be recognized more than just once a year.
I just suggest that actually we don't need International Women's Day one day a year. I think every day should be International Women's Day. We're there. Keeping this whole thing going along with some wonderful men. Military Family Speak Out is going to Washington again. We've been many times, but we do have a very powerful voice because it's our pain that's very much on the line here. And watching our family members when they come home, if they come home, locked in isolation, anxiety, depression. Addiction is pretty much standard for those returning from war. And we're getting all of our centers for detox and whatever cut left and right here in the state and other ways. When will the needs of our communities come before the bizarre plans of the corporations? So, I just wanted to say we have some postcards out here that we're bringing to Washington. We're going to hand deliver to our congressmen, our senators, our congresswomen, and Obama. Hopefully you'll sign one, and we'll bring it in person to say that the war is not forgotten in our homes. Nobody may be talking about it on the news, but we know what it's like.
Sarah Fujo of Military Family Speak Out.
Laura, are you, Laura? Where's Laura? Laura is from, the Vets for Peace, and she's going to say a few words with us right now.
I am. Thank you very much. Hello. Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much for being here. I'm here representing Veterans for Peace. And thank you. We are a very proud co-sponsor of this event today. And I was asked to say a little bit about how I came to be involved with Veterans for Peace. Why Veterans for Peace? I myself am a veteran. I was in the United States Navy 4 years active duty in the early 90s during the time of the first Gulf War. And I was lucky, really, because I didn't get sent to the Gulf and I was never in combat. I think if I had been, my journey toward peace activism probably would have been faster, if anything. When I got out of the Navy, I didn't immediately become a peace activist because as a veteran, it's constantly ingrained in you that you shouldn't speak out publicly against war because you're hurting morale. You're hurting morale of the active duty service people. But I have to say that when the Iraq War started 8 years ago, it's almost been 8 years, and then things got hopping in Afghanistan too, none of it made sense to me. These wars seem very wrong, very pointless. We know thousands of people are dying, U.S. service people. We know civilians are dying in Iraq and Afghanistan. As much as it was ingrained in me not to speak out in public against war, you reach the point where sparing feelings isn't as important as sparing lives. So there's a part of me that always feels subversive in public speaking out against the war, but I have to do it. Because the best way I can think of to support our troops is simply to bring them home.
That was Reverend Laura Hokey of Veterans for Peace, speaking at the rally at the State House in Boston, Massachusetts, acknowledging International Women's Day.
Stop war spending and fund peace now!
Melanie Griffith is with City Life Vita Urbana, and she was fired up.
We're all out here today to celebrate International Women's Day. And we're gonna make enough noise about it this year so that next year we get double the amount of women out here, okay? Raise our numbers so that everybody knows. There's lots of great work being done in this state. A lot of great work that's led by women. At City Life, we fight every day to teach people how to get their voice back, how to use their voice, how to not be afraid to speak out because the system has us stifled. They have us thinking that if we speak out, it's a bad thing. We have to not be afraid of this. We teach people how to make connections. We are actively part of the Cut Military Spending by 25% Coalition. And the demands that are being made on these war dollars are necessary. And it is one of the things that is the answer. It helps us to make those connections because if the monies come back into our community, all of the work that we're running around trying to do, all of the legislators that we're trying to get to listen to us would see that is the only answer. We need this money in our communities. Right. We are the ones on the front line, and we're the ones doing all the work to build up our communities. And when the cuts come, they cut us first. They affect us first. Most of the families that fit that criteria are women-led households with children. So these cuts, although they affect us all, they affect us hard, women. They affect us hard, really hard, and nobody's thinking about us. We have to continue to fight. I stood up for what was right and defended my home. I never even heard of anything like that in the world when I did it. That was just 3 years ago. When I think to where we've come in those past 3 years, how far, how many strides we've made, the rallies in Wisconsin. Hello, guys. Do you see what's going on in the news? And as a result, the numbers that we were able to pull off right here in Boston after that, people are seeing that people power is what we need. This is a beautiful day. This is a great time, and it couldn't be a better weather or better time for International Women's Day. We're going to march, and we're going to let people know that Boston is going to be the melting pot of all of this organizing, union rallying. We're going to learn to connect the two, unite with faith-based organizations, learn how to spread love around our city so that we're so powerful that nobody can defeat us. And it starts here today.
Melanie Griffith of City Life. Melita Arredondo is a well-known activist in Boston. She and her husband Carlos have appeared on Democracy Now! And other programs. They bear the grief of losing their son in the Iraq War.
During the first Gulf War, I was an employee at Boston University. And at that time, I remember marching and getting arrested in front of the federal building here in Boston. But at one point, I remember one of the young men saying to me, my brother's over there, how dare you? Little did I know that in the Iraq War, I would have my stepson in harm's way and that he would end up dead in 2004, Alex. He's on the front of my husband's shirt right there, that's Alex. So we're going into 7 years since we lost Alex. And just a few things about myself I want to tell you about. I work at a community health center. I have run a WIC program. I'm the primary bread earner in my family. And so the power of women is pretty important in my family. Pretty interesting as well is that I'm also Latina. And so all of the issues around immigration also directly impact our family. Last but not least, we have a house in foreclosure. So we're in the middle of the storm, and we've taken it very personally in our household. But when it comes to Alex, the one thing that I do want to say, and I want to thank all of the men and women who are here, especially the women who are the backbones of country, family, and world peace, as far as I'm concerned, that this year we will be having the opportunity to remember Alex in a very public way, which is that in August of this year, a federal post office in Jamaica Plain will be named for him. So to us, it's very appropriate. And part of the reason, as a woman, as his stepmother, I know the cost of war personally. One of the things that I've heard from the very beginning is that people are not paying attention to the conflicts. People don't know we're at war. People just go shopping. And I do think that that is true. But these are the people who are directly experiencing the wars and suffering. And if it weren't for the peace community that I've known for 25 years, I don't think I would have been able to deal with it as well. So thank you to all of my fellow peacemakers for all that you've done. Thank you to Code Pink, all you pinkettes, all the ladies in Wilf, the raging grannies, and God bless you all.
The theme behind this rally marking International Women's Day was Bring Our War Dollars Home. Here again is Lisa Savage of Code Pink, Maine, to explain what that means.
Why is Bring Our War Dollars Home such a powerful message for our times? Well, bring is an active verb. It's a demand. It's aimed at the branch of Congress charged with minding the purse strings. It's a demand that can be made by anyone. A child who's lost her school, a voter who writes to her representative, a school board trying to make ends meet. Our war dollars is a noun with two modifiers. The money is ours because we pay it out in income taxes. Taxpayers have now contributed over $1 trillion to fund the wars in Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The lie that we've exited from Iraq is spun by the mainstream media 100 times a day. We've got 50,000 combat troops that have been renamed and private contractors guarding an embassy the size of Vatican City. Does that sound expensive to you? War dollars have made us all poorer. War dollars means money that is used to kill people. It does not mean money that we are morally obligated to offer for the rebuilding of infrastructure we destroyed in our scramble to control global energy resources. Home is the best word in my message today. It's International Women's Day. Home is where the grandmothers have nurtured the human race for millions of years. Home can be temporary or last a lifetime. It is mobile. It is where we are fed. It is where the heart is. Finding words to communicate with our neighbors is the opportunity I leave you with today, activists. Simple, direct words that refute the lie of mainstream media that war makes us safe, that building weapons of mass destruction makes good jobs and prosperity. It is a teachable moment right now. Let's make the most of it. Let's reach out to our union brothers and sisters and invite them to look beyond fear of joblessness to a sustainable, peaceful future. Please join me in raising our voices so loud they will hear us all the way in Washington. Bring our war dollars home! Bring our war dollars home! Bring our war dollars home! Thank you.
The crowd then marched, about 100 strong, across Beacon Street and into the Common, chanting along the way. I talked with Melita's husband, Carlos, as they walked their dog.
Money for jobs and education!
Well, I think it's very important for me to participate and honor my son as well, trying to bring the message to the community. We want peace. We want the end of the war. We want the troops to come home. And we want fair for all.
You've spent many years now honoring your son. It's very noble of you.
Yeah, well, it's my responsibility as a father, you know. As a citizen, my responsibility to participate and try to make people to hear my voice with my displays, my flag, and everything I can.
Money for jobs and education!
Not for war and occupation!
Money for
As the crowd moved past
education.
The frog pond, many people were ice skating and enjoying the relatively warm weather. Most gave little more than a curious look to the marchers as they went by, but a few young teens stopped skating to watch.
These guys caught your attention. You stopped skating to look at them. So you have any comment about them?
It seems nice that they're doing it.
You know what they're doing it for?
Soldiers. And for peace on Earth, right?
Ain't no power like the power of the people, cause the power of the people have stopped.
Say what?
Ain't no power like
Susan McLucas, who has been long active on diverse issues, including female genital mutilation in Mali, was energized by the day.
It's great to be here with so many people celebrating Women's Day, International Women's Day, that's celebrated all over the world, by asking for peace. We need the money here at home instead of making wars in foreign lands where we're doing terrible harm, to say nothing of wasting all that money.
This coverage of Boston's commemoration of International Women's Day 2011 was produced by your reporter, Chuck Rosina, for the Boston Community Reporters Project. Edited at WBlock Cubed in Medford, Massachusetts. Live sound for the event was provided by Freeman Z. Thanks for listening.
Ain't no power like the power of people, cause the power of the people don't stop.
Say what?
Ain't no power like the power of people.